I'm Elena C., inviting you to join me for another exclusive musician interview as we go backstage with the New World Symphony. The New World Symphony claims that it has launched the careers of more than 750 young musicians, now making a difference in the profession worldwide. Third-year violin fellow Jeanette Jang says that the training she's received with the New World Symphony is the best she could have hoped for.
Being here, you know, we work with so many different people, not only coaches and, you know, getting to take lessons and mock auditions. You learn a lot just in how to play in an orchestra, how to be a good section player, or, you know, if you're sitting in the front, how to be a responsible section leader. You know, they also treat us as professionals to a certain extent, where, you know, we really have to think on our own of, you know, how can we be the most prepared coming into rehearsal? What can we do to make the orchestra sound better? So I've learned a lot in my 3 years here, definitely.
That's Jeanette Jang. She's a violinist originally from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and this is her third and final year with the New World Symphony. Not surprisingly, Jeanette has a lot of memories from the past 3 years, and a few really stand out, including a performance the orchestra gave with conductor Michael Tilson Thomas during her very first year. It was a performance of Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. But Jeanette is not spending a whole lot of time this season looking back and reminiscing. A lot of her energy and attention is focused on what is, for a lot of aspiring musicians, the dreaded audition.
You really have to be at the top of your game and exactly what the committee is looking for. Otherwise, you know, as well as you play, if you just don't have the certain sound that they want, or, you know, a different interpretation maybe, or, you know, who knows, we lie awake at night thinking, like, what could we have done differently to advance to the next round?
The amount of time, energy, and hope a musician puts into each audition he or she takes is just incredible. And how you prepare for a successful audition, well, that's something Jeanette has learned over the 3 years she's spent with the New World Symphony.
So when you first hear of an audition, I think normally there's about a couple months notice that you have, you know, when they first post an audition on any website. So it's generally a standard list of excerpts that is very common. You know, most orchestras ask for these excerpts. For example, Don Juan is a very popular excerpt, I think the first page of it, for violins. The actual audition day itself, you know, you fly there, you get a hotel, you show up, and you're either put in a group warm-up room, in which case you're surrounded by other violinists practicing the exact same thing you are, which is always a little intimidating, because how can you not listen to the other person say and think to yourself, like, oh, they sound really good on that, or, oh, shoot, I should have done this, you know, the same way they're doing it. And then from that point, as it gets closer to your actual audition time, you get moved into an individual room where they'll tell you what excerpts the committee will be listening for in just the first round. And you normally start off with a solo of your choice, a solo concerto. I always play Tchaikovsky. And from that point, once they stop you for the solo, you just jump right into the excerpts. If they like you, they could listen to all of it. If they don't like you, you can be cut off right after the first or even second excerpt, which is never a great feeling.
Jeanette has taken several auditions over the course of her career with the New World Symphony, and she's in the process of preparing for several more. Auditioning can be a frustrating experience, but it's an experience Jeanette says she's more than willing to take on.
It's a lot of work, but it's something that I'm reminded of, you know, like, why it's so great. Just, for example, in Dvorak 9 Symphony. And, you know, the second movement is very popular with the English horn melody. It's hard to describe. It's beautiful. It's also sad. You know, it's kind of a longing melody. And when we play music like that, that's very touching, that's when it almost makes, I guess, all of the heartache that we go through just to potentially do it as a full-time career. But, I mean, that's when it's worth it.
That's Jeanette Jang, a third-year violin fellow who's in her final season with the New World Symphony and who's working hard to prepare for a full-time career as a professional musician. And I'm Elena C., inviting you to join me again next week as we go backstage with the New World Symphony right here on Classical South Florida.